Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Measure O. It has been 6 months since Sacramento voters approved essentially a ban of camping on public streets and could result in a fine if someone refuses to move after they're offered shelter. It's certainly a lot more nuanced than that, but the bottom line is that records show that even in the first 6 months, Measure O hasn't had the impact that supporters had hoped for. According to tracking data by the city of Sacramento, not a single encampment has been cleared. Only one fine has been issued, and just a few dozen people have been connected to a shelter service as a direct result of this measure. This, as thousands of unhoused people continue to live in the streets, along the riverbanks, and parks. Despite the delays and challenges in implementing Measure O, those who backed the measure to begin with, they remain hopeful that the city and the county will be able to abide by the will of the people. Cap Radio's homelessness and housing affordability reporter Chris Nichols joins us to talk us through the plan and as well as those intricacies of Measure O that may be leading to a slow rollout. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Vicky. It's great to be here in studio.
Yeah, it's great to actually see you in the flesh, Chris. So before we dive into how Measure O is working or not working today, just remind us how this voter initiative came about.
Well, as some of our listeners might remember, Measure O had a really contentious path forward. The city council voted in April of last year to place the measure on the ballot, but only after a business-backed coalition, Sacramentans for Safe and Clean Streets and Parks, said it would gather signatures for an even more aggressive ballot measure, one that would have required the city to build far more shelter spaces at a cost that officials said would be financially crippling for Sacramento.
Yeah, and it's important to acknowledge that the measure that actually made the ballot, it was a compromise.
It was. Mayor Daryl Steinberg, and a majority of the city council voted to place a less stringent measure on the ballot. It limited the city's obligations and its spending to a maximum of $5 million per year on the measure. Supporters, for their part, said, when they brought what would become Measure O forward, that they wanted to force the city to take action after years of letting the homelessness problem spiral and watching quality of life decline. During their campaign, they set the expectation that the city would have to create more than 600 new shelter spaces within 90 days of the measure going into effect, and that once those new spaces were online, that the city could then significantly reduce the number of encampments on public property.
And a crucial piece of context in all of this, I mean, at the backdrop of Measure O was Sacramento County. Its homelessness population hit a record high just months before voters decided on this initiative.
That's right. A countywide survey last summer found nearly 9,300 people experiencing homelessness, and it counted more than 1,600 tents and 1,100 vehicles being used as shelter, most within city limits. And these totals were five times larger than the previous count in 2019. Of course, this is an issue playing out across the state. When Sacramento approved Measure O, it joined a growing list of California cities to pass similar bans, including Los Angeles, Oakland, and Elk Grove. And just last week, San Diego joined that list.
Okay, so we have these expectations. They were set. The homelessness population was at a record high. Voters then approved Measure O last fall, but the progress has been slow. It's really been limited this year. Do you have some numbers to really encapsulate what progress has and hasn't looked like in the first 6 months?
Well, you're right. And I do have some numbers. They're pretty striking. The new homeless outreach teams created as a result of Measure O, they've connected just 55 people to shelter from January through May. And during that time, just one citation was issued and not a single encampment was cleared as a result of Measure O, according to the city. You know, officials say they have reduced the size of some camps and that outreach workers have connected people with a range of services, including mental health services. And to be clear, other agencies, Caltrans and county government, they have cleared camps in recent months on state and county-owned property under separate laws. But getting back to the city and its new law, as we'll talk about this morning, a lot of this really comes down to a lack of shelter capacity, both in the city and across the region. In many cases, city officials cannot force people to move or fine them unless that person declines the offer of an available shelter space. And the relatively few spaces in the city, about 1,100, they're typically full on any given night.
Right, because at a point in time count, there were more than 9,000 people who were housing insecure or experiencing homelessness. So that's a vast, that's way less than the number of people who actually could use shelter. So obviously this doesn't match what supporters or even voters who voted for Measure O, what they had hoped for. So what do they say about this slow progress?
Well, I spoke with Daniel Conway, who led the Yes on O campaign. He's worked at the city. He was chief of staff to former Mayor Kevin Johnson. He told me he knows change doesn't happen quickly and that he's not bothered by the lack of citations issued or by the fact that officials have yet to clear away camps. But he also said Sacramento can't wait forever. He believes the next 3 to 6 months are critical and wants the city to make progress.
The metric of success is not the number of dollars spent or the number of citations issued or things like that. The goal here is to create places for people to go other than encampments so that people have that opportunity and so that we can begin to clean up and reduce encampments. And so the fact that it's started slowly is understandable, but I think really what we need to see is a significant ramp up in the number of people that are being placed in shelter, because that's really what counts here. Like even just breaking up encampments, things like that, that doesn't solve anything. Like what ultimately you need alternatives, you know, safe, secure housing alternatives for people.
Okay, so then what has the city done to create those safe and secure alternatives over the past 6 months?
Well, to answer that, we really need to dive into what Measure O requires the city to do in terms of creating new shelter space. And when you read the details of the measure, the requirement is not nearly as aggressive as you might think.
Ah, the devil's always in the details.
Exactly.
So let's unpack those details.
Well, Measure O required the city to, quote, identify and authorize at least 605 shelter spaces by March. And that's something city officials say they've already technically accomplished. But many of those spaces exist only on paper for now, and I think they might stay that way for quite a while. For example, Governor Gavin Newsom, we probably remember this, in March he promised to deliver 350 new tiny homes to the Sacramento region. The city is counting those homes as a huge chunk of the shelter it has identified and authorized under Measure O, even though those homes have yet to be delivered and may not open until late this year or next year, according to Mayor Daryl Steinberg.
And even then, we're just talking about 350 spaces. So what other projects are being counted?
That's right. Well, the language in Measure O, it also allows the city to count projects that were already in the works well before voters approved Measure O. So city officials have counted expansion projects at two local shelters and a new motel shelter program, all to meet the measure's requirements.
Mm. Yeah, so obviously the shelter issue is a big one. But another important point to bring up and remind people about is that both supporters and even critics of Measure O, I mean, at least they say this new law has produced a really important change, which is a partnership agreement between the city and the county. Why is that so important?
Well, that deal is critical because it forces the two local agencies to tackle this crisis together, to share resources, to share planning, after years of really confronting this problem separately. I spoke with Sacramento's assistant city manager, Mario Lara. He calls the city-county partnership agreement a great step forward. It's already led to the creation of the outreach teams we mentioned, teams that for the first time include county mental health specialists. But Lara cautioned that this partnership is still in its infancy.
What Measure O really brings into play, and I hate to be a broken record on this, but the partnership with the county, we're 6 months into that partnership. We're still staffing up. I would ask folks to recognize that with, you know, that's a huge part of the implementation of Measure O, right? And we're still working and getting fully staffed up as we go along. And I get it. I get the frustration that's out there. But we are using all available resources to help resolve the issue.
Okay, so we just heard from a city representative. We've heard from supporters of Measure O. But at the heart of this are people who are unhoused. What do they say about this new law?
I think there's a concern among at least some people on the street that Measure O will simply move them from place to place without really offering a long-term solution. I spoke with residents at a large encampment near Stanford Park on the northern edge of Midtown. And some, like 38-year-old Damian Newton, said he doesn't feel safe living in government-run shelters, even when they do have available space.
If you're trying to really fix the problem, you got to actually try and fix the problem, not just come at it aggressively, because it's just going to make more people worse. It's going to make people that are doing bad maybe want to do even worse, or make people that are trying to do good maybe less inclined to cooperate. I always had more luck when people treated me like a person instead of treating me like I'm just a dog or animal that needs to be barked at and ordered around.
Yeah, and really at the heart of this, I mean, homelessness is a complex problem. I mean, it's so circumstantial with each individual's situation. So the city has, and the county, they have a lot of obstacles to overcome to solve this, even with this camping ban in place. What gives people hope that they can actually do it?
Well, I think the most hopeful comments came from a woman I spoke with named Amy Gardner. She leads the Midtown East Sacramento Advocates, or MESA. That's a coalition of neighbors and businesses, and they largely supported Measure O. We spoke at Stanford Park, where Gardner and other MESA members check on unhoused residents. They sometimes bring them food. Gardner says she's helped connect some with shelter. She told me that Sacramento's leaders, they really have to combine compassion with a greater sense of urgency.
This all comes down to political will. I've heard that from Councilmember Valenzuela. I've heard it from lots of people within city government. If they have the will, or maybe we as a people have the will to make change, we can get it done. I think we saw that with Measure O. We saw that with our 500-foot buffer ordinance. We saw that with the sidewalk ordinance. If we politically think we can do it and we have the will, I think we can actually make change. Change has to be sheltering. It has to be caring for people with addiction and mental health issues. And it has to be about raising people out of homelessness in the long term. We can't have people just warehoused. This is not about finding a place and putting them in there. We actually have to get people back enjoying their lives and enjoying their families.
So I think Gardner kind of lays out some of those complexities we were talking about. Certainly not an easy problem to solve. You know, Sacramento residents might be wondering what they can do about encampments in their neighborhoods. And starting today, city residents can file complaints on the city's websites if they have concerns about specific camps. City officials will be required to inspect those camps and respond within 20 days to these, what they're called, their notice and demand forms. It's a provision of Measure O, and I checked this morning, those forms are online now. More information about Measure O, including a frequently asked questions page and progress reports, is available on the city's website.
You know, another piece of this, I mean, at the city center is Councilmember Katie Valenzuela. I mean, the city center is her district. She spoke out against Measure O last year and offered a different perspective for this story. What does she tell you about how it looks now?
She did. Valenzuela talked about that key issue, again, of shelter capacity. But she pointed out that not only is Sacramento lagging behind on its new shelter plans, it's also losing some existing capacity because the county is, after 3 years, finally closing its two remaining Project Roomkey motels. Those have offered unhoused residents shelter during the pandemic.
And I worry that now that the hotel programs are shutting down, our numbers are going to look a little different in the next couple of months because those people went somewhere. Some of them ended up back on the street and are now back in the pipeline. Some of them probably transferred to other shelters or hotels, meaning those are now beds that aren't available for somebody who was on the street who might have been ready to accept it. So for me, I look at the whole universe of like what has changed since Measure O came into effect. And unfortunately, not much. And I don't say that happily. I don't say that as someone who is vocally opponent. I always hope to be wrong. I hope everything works great. I hope we have an amazing partnership and we start seeing significant resources going into what's needed. And maybe that's happening in a way behind the scenes that we just can't see yet. But the things we do see that we can measure, there's actually a reduction in service beds available, which is incredibly unfortunate given the sense of urgency that I hear from my constituents and that I know inspired a lot of people to vote yes on Metro.
The first motel that she mentioned, that's expected to close at the end of this month, the other this fall. And as many as 200 people could be affected once those motels close. County officials have said they will continue to look for new shelter options for all residents.
And that's CAP Radio's Chris Nichols. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Vicki. It was good to be here.
Up next, we'll get a better understanding of how caste discrimination takes place in California and why a new bill is bringing its own conflict to the state legislature. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.